Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Leiter.
It's always game day in Cleveland, the post-game edition. Jets 31, Browns 30. Browns fall 2-1-1. He is Daryl Leiter. I'm Andy Baskin. If you like what you're listening to, subscribe to the podcast. And more than that, if you feel like commenting, you're more than welcome to. When you subscribe to any of the podcasts where you subscribe to, plus we always want to hear from you too at Game Day CLE on either Twitter or Instagram. Myles Garrett had a few things to say after the game. Daryl, you were in the locker room. Should we start with a positive?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, why not? He was not the one blowing coverages in the secondary. He was not Jeff Howard giving the calls or whatever, but this is what he had to say about the defense going full Chernobyl Sunday.
If anyone's going to point fingers, I'm pointing at myself, knowing that I could have done better. Regardless of what we're facing up front, I have to be able to get free and make those kind of plays. And I think every man in the locker room should, coaches included. We have to be able to look at ourselves and see what we can do better. Safeties, DBs, linebackers, there was all at least one play that, we could have made that we missed out on. Those accumulate, and those things come back to bite you. And unfortunately, this time it did.
All right. Well, I'll buy into that. I like the fact that he called out the coaches as well. I mean, look, he's right. You want to point the finger, look in the mirror. And that's what happened to the defense, because the offense did their job. If you put, last week, I think outside of the Monday night game, it only took 19 points to win a game. And mostly it was 20 and over to win. So there was only one 17-point winner, and that was in the Monday night game. So, but Daryl, just, looking at the big picture, Myles went back and said something else that might haunt him.
I mean, the more disappointing thing was the booing at the end. It was not the most optimal ending that we'd want. We'd want to win. Of course, we want to play out the game and, it end 30-16 or 30-17, whatever it was. We get a a pick or a strip sack and end the game. But that's not always how it goes. You know, these guys are still putting their asses on the line and playing as hard as they can, and they should be respected as such. It's two games, and you know, we have plenty more games to play, especially this next one coming up in front of the home crowd. And you know, we have a lot of time to correct what we're doing. So we don't want to see this crowd, this stadium give up on us this early. We want to see them completely behind us. And it's disappointing for everybody, but it's absolutely disappointing for us as a team, just knowing that we had them with our foot on their throat and we didn't finish them. And that's completely on us. And we learn from this and we correct it and come back strong.
All right, Daryl, I get it. I understand where Miles is going with it, and I can appreciate what he's saying as a player. But I can tell you, as someone who's lived in Northeast Ohio my whole life, that if the fans, first of all, they earn the boo at the end of the game, just like you earn a cheer, you earn a boo. And that was their way of saying, we don't really want to see games end like this anymore. And so it's the passion of the fans. And, boo means you care. If they heard nothing, well, let's say there are two things. One, they don't care, or two, the pathetic ending killed everybody inside the stadium. Let's be honest.
What he should have said is, we deserve to be booed off the field.
I agree. He should have said. So what? Big deal, you get booed, you come back. Miles Garrett, they love you. This crowd loves you. The city loves you. Yep. We all know it was one game, but for that split moment when the team sucked, you got booed, and that's okay.
Yeah, can't call out the fans, Andy, and that's kind of what he did. And he's done that before in years past. And Miles should know better. I mean, my God, his first season, they went 0-16. Like, the Browns have been the laughingstock of the National Football League since coming back. You know, the running joke is Cleveland's still waiting for professional football to return. It was promised in 99, still waiting for it, right?
Right.
And I 100% understand where he's coming from. They are human. We do forget that, both as media as well as the fans. You know, they have families that read, see, hear everything. So I get that. But you can't call out the fans for booing you when you blew a 13-point lead in less than 90 seconds. And your defense down the strip. And I'll give him credit. He did say he could have done more. Miles' final stat line, one tackle, a combined tackle, a sack for a 6-yard loss, and two QB hits. That's not overly impressive. Now, granted, he was double and triple teamed all afternoon, but That's a real tough one to do after that game, to come out and say the most disappointing thing was the fans booing us. Sorry, y'all earned it.
Somebody else had a quote, didn't they, after the game?
Kind of contradicted. John Johnson was asked about what Miles said, and this is what he said. I mean, we've got some of the most loyal fans. I don't blame them. It's unacceptable. I didn't feel that way about it, referring to Miles. It's unacceptable. We go out there, they pay their hard-earned money to at least see us at least put up a decent show. Come on, we've got to win that one. That's the response you want. And that's like Miles is, and this is why Miles' comments matter, because he's the leader of the defense, right?
Right.
So you can't, I get it. If you're mad, that's one of those, you got to keep that to yourself, and you just got to play the diplomat. And just say, hey, man, we deserve to get booed off the field. It hurts. It really hurts when our fans boo us. It really bothers me. But I get it. That's how you say that. You see what I'm saying?
Like, no, I get it. I get it. It's all in the way you deliver the message.
Right.
And it's like, obviously, the front office didn't like the fact that, or they feel like, and that the Browns fans were cheering too much when they were on offense. J.W. Johnson twice this week.
Did you see the PSA they did?
No, I didn't see it. No, I didn't see it.
Shut the bleep up.
That's what they ran?
They ran
we were on offense?
They ran a spoof PSA
Right.
And it was like, shut the hell up when we're on offense.
Oh, man. I don't know. Well,
remember last year, Baker Mayfield criticized fans for cheering too much when they were on trying to operate offensively. Remember that?
And yeah.
Kevin Stefanski on Friday said, I just want our fans to be smart when we're on offense, you know.
This is a great football town. I mean, when Bernie Kosar just waved his arms down, everyone shut up. When Brian Snipe did it, they just shut up.
We can't really get into this, but the Browns don't get a lot of things. They think they get a lot of things about the fans here and the people here and stuff like that. They really don't. There's very few people in that building that are attached to the original franchise. There's very few people in that building that actually know what the hell happened with the original franchise. And, you know, I will give them credit. They have in recent years really tried to embrace the original franchise alumni and welcome them back into the fold. They were out at practice on Saturday, or the walkthrough, I should say, on Saturday. But I just feel like, Andy, in so many respects, organizationally, the Cleveland Browns just don't get it. They don't get it with local media and how they interact with us. They don't get it with fans. They don't get it with the history of the team. They don't get a lot of stuff. And some of it's not their fault because they weren't here. And they weren't part of it. They didn't live it and whatever, right? They're imports. But yeah, there's a lot of not getting things. And I just I think Kevin Stefanski on Friday when he was asked about Brownie the Elf being cool and that, and he just kind of blew that off. It's like, that's an opportunity to show you're a human being and you have a personality and whatever. And it's an innocuous question that you were asked. It's not a probing, why is Perry and Winfrey in the doghouse question type thing. Like, it's a fun and it's frustrating covering a team that doesn't get it and doesn't know how to show personality at the right times and doesn't know when to have fun. They have fun at the wrong times or they don't have fun at all. You see what I'm saying? Like,
no, I get it.
Isn't just a Stefanski regime thing. This isn't just like a I'm picking on present day here. I'm just talking like in generality. That this franchise, since coming back in 99, no matter who's owned it, no matter who's been in the GM chair, no matter who's been in the head coaching chair, no matter who's been in the PR chairs, no matter who's been in the alumni, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. The franchise, since coming back, it's been a complete disconnection from what used to be here. And when you have lost at the scale that the Browns have lost at, and when you lose games like you did today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, fans just have, yes, there is a lot. I've talked to people that are no longer here and they say, man, Daryl, you're negative and the media is negative. And I don't understand the negativity. And I'm like, well, there hadn't been a whole lot of positivity since the team has come back. It's been few and far between. And when it's been positive, it's kind of been over the top because you're so thirsty for any little morsel of you know, positivity. And it's unfortunate. So short week. They got to put this whole mess behind them. Hopefully Jeff Howard figures out how to coach his defensive backs to know what they're doing in critical situations on the field. And Friday morning, we can be having a much pleasant conversation concerning the first divisional game of the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And a public service announcement, that game is on Amazon Prime. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at Andy Baskin. We did not sign the $1 billion a year contract with the National Football League, but the game will be on Amazon Prime.
Daryl, is it 100% or don't they have to resell to a local?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I normally
think there's a slim chance. I think there might be a chance it's on local. I'm going to have to look into that. I don't want to tell people it's on locally. And then if it's not, then, you know, people like lose their stuff. I don't know if it's on locally or not. I would assume that they treat it just like their other NFL packages, but that I don't know if they sold local broadcast rights to Thursday night. I know I'm pretty sure Monday Night Football is on local over the air. because ESPN.
Yeah, well, they moved it over. I mean, ABC, this season, the ABC's been simulcasting the game. So
yeah, ABC, ESPN would sell those broadcast rights to a local station to carry them. But yeah, I don't know if Amazon Prime is doing that or not. But yeah, this one's tough. That's tough to swallow. Like they, you know, everyone's feeling good. Nick Chubb just scored his third touchdown. They go up 13. This thing is put away. All they got to do is just kind of kill off and burn off a minute and 55. And then they just, the defense completely lost their focus. You don't get the onside kick. You lose the focus again in the red zone. And then, you know, and I'm not even going to blame that interception at the end. Like Jacoby Brissett throwing the pick. Some people are, you know, pointing to that. It's, he got the ball back with like 20 seconds left. Come on, man. Like, let's be realistic. It's tough when the defense lays an egg in the final 2 minutes of the game. And then Myles Garrett, who's the leader of said defense, calls out the fans for booing them.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let me just tell you why I'm bummed. This is my final thought on the game. I'm bummed because Jacoby Brissett did everything you asked him to do as far as getting better this week. And, you know, he ends up 22 of 27 for 229 with one touchdown. They also put him in a position where they don't want, where he can be pressured into not being successful. And that was the last pass that ended up being an interception. His first in 2 weeks came down to his last pass. Why? Because he wasn't in a winning position and, you know, it was forced. I thought it was forced. And so I'm bummed because of Jacoby Brissett. I thought he played a great game. I thought Nick Chubb worked his ass off. And every time they tried to tackle him, he would pick up two or three more yards. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for Kareem Hunt, who also had an outstanding game, ending up with 58 yards and averaging almost 5 yards a carry. And I'm also bummed for Amari Cooper, who was able to get into the action. 10 targets, 9 receptions, over 100 yards. That's who I'm bummed for. Those guys that really worked hard on offense and all the storylines that were there until the final 2 minutes. And if you ask why was a Browns fan upset, it's because you had heroes that never will get to be heroes from that game because they let down in the last minute and a half, and it just sucks. Your final thought.
Thank God it's a quick week. And
good point.
The Steelers will be here Thursday night. You know, Monday will be a tough one, but come Tuesday morning, first thing, actually Monday night for them, it's Monday night. So here's the schedule. My final thought will be what's going to happen this week.
Okay.
They will have a walkthrough on Monday afternoon or evening. Tuesday, come in. And that'll be a combination of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mashed up into one.
Wow.
Wednesday, another walkthrough. We will not have any availability, but they will do another walkthrough on Wednesday, and they play another game Thursday night. So thank God it's a short week. Not a lot of time for them to dwell on it. And for us, it's good. Not a long time for us to dwell on it as well.
All right, that's it. That'll do it for the post-game edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. He's Darryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin for our outstanding producer, Meredith Kane. Thank you very much. That's a post-game report for you. Jets win 31-30. We will be back tomorrow. It depends when you're listening to us. But we'll have 3 podcasts this week as usual, and we might adjust the schedule just a little bit because it's a Thursday night game. Thanks for listening to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.